slide, this is really what's happening in the different regions. These are percentage of non-invasive cancers receiving BCS and without radiotherapy, and you can see across the regions it is amazingly variable.
It's quite interesting because the local recurrence rates after BCIS are higher than local recurrence rates after invasive cancer, so that, you know, if people are having breast conservation for BCIS and a low breast radiotherapy rate, then one would expect that the local recurrence rates and the, you know, and some of them will be invasive, half of them will be invasive. I think this has implications, but we don't have any way of addressing what's going on there from the point of view of the...
Well, obviously we're looking at it in the Sloan project, so I think if you can make sure that you do submit your cases to the Sloan, we are looking at recurrence rates. We've now been going long enough to start seeing recurrences coming through, so I think there'll be some very powerful data coming out of the Sloan project in the next couple of years, because we're starting to see the recurrences coming through, and we'll be able to correlate that with whether people have had radiotherapy.
Hugh, are these figures reflected in the Sloan project as for, in terms of adjuvant radiotherapy?
Hugely variable.
Yes, they are. They are, and we actually published showing a neat sinusoidal curve going up from... I actually voted against a guideline because I don't think we actually have the evidence. I think there's a big difference between someone having low-grade DCIS, having a simple excision, and someone having an area of high-grade. And I know we've had 13 years of Stalinist government, but why do we want more regulations? Can't we have a bit of clinical freedom?
I thought you said you were right-wing earlier.
Shall we have a quick look at some adjuvant therapy data? Because I think we're going to have to move on. So one of the other things...